your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Big three automakers have only 15 hours left. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Our message to the companies was clear. If we don't have a fair contract by midnight on Thursday night, we will strike.
UAW President Sean Fain, that auto workers strike would be at targeted locations for Ford, GM, and Chrysler parents Stellantis.
They haven't said yet which plants would strike first, but any sort of work stoppage would certainly have an impact on the U.S. economy. There's a group out there studying what this could mean. They say at least $5 billion could be lost if this strike were to last at least 10 days, if not longer.
Fox's Mark Meredith.
The timing here for the White House really couldn't be any worse because the president's ready to talk a lot about the economy going forward. He's talked a lot about his efforts to build up America's unions.
Now, the president told supporters at a fundraiser last night in Virginia he doesn't know why House Republicans are opening an impeachment inquiry, saying best he can tell they want to shut the government down. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tells Fox it's all about the president's alleged role in his son Hunter's overseas business dealings.
The president has changed what he has told the American public. So what we believe is you see a culture of corruption. We are going to get the answers to these questions.
President Biden will go to Maryland today to tout his economic agenda. We just got another inflation update. And just like consumer prices, wholesale costs rose month to month and year over year. Producer prices up more than expected at 0.7% in August. The annual rate increased 1.6%. That's double July's number as retail sales rose 0.6%. They're getting nervous about Hurricane Lee in New England.
Boats start loosening up. It only takes one to break free and start bouncing around and causing a lot of damage.
So he's securing his boat on Cape Cod, where Lee's storm surge could whip up big waves as it passes by. Possibly it's Maine and Canada's a tropical storm Monday. They keep finding bodies in flood disaster or storm caused in Libya. It's feared 20,000 people may have died in the city of Derna. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
When you can't stop, there's Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub sends powerful medicated Vicks vapors right to the source of your... so you can experience cough relief and breathe easier. Generations of families have trusted Vicks VapoRub to help relieve the worst cold symptoms. So next time you have a cough, reach for the Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub. Cough relieving is believing.
Mitt Romney says it's time to go, almost. The Republican senator, who's 76 years old, says he'll not run for re-election in Utah next year. And Romney says President Biden, who's 80, and former President Trump at age 77, should join him in stepping aside instead of running for the White House in 2024.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney's looking for the exit, saying younger lawmakers should be tackling issues like climate and AI. He was also asked about his feelings about what former President Trump may do if he gets reelected to the White House.
The Trump wing of the party talks about resentments of various kind and getting even and settling scores and revisiting the 2020 election. What are the policies for the future?
Romney also criticized President Biden for what he said was underinvesting in the U.S. military, as well as offering feel-good solutions that will make no difference to the global climate. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
We mentioned rising inflation and retail sales earlier. We also got an unemployment update this morning showing a slight increase in first-time jobless claims last week, up to 220,000. On Wall Street, stocks could rise. Dow futures up 150 points. Barbie was the big summer movie. But Ken may soon take the spotlight.
Barbie's boyfriend is one of 12 finalists for induction into the National Toy Hall of Fame. Other nominees include Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the game's Bingo, Battleship, and Bop It, Cabbage Patch Kids, and everyone's favorite, Slime. The nomination of Ken comes in the wake of this year's blockbuster Barbie movie. Barbie won induction quite a while ago in 1998, the year the Hall of Fame opened at the Strong National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York. The finalists are judged by criteria including icon status, longevity, discovery, and innovation. Inductees will be revealed November 9th.
That's Tom Rigotti. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. ADM announcing another injured employee released from the hospital following that explosion in the East Soy plant Sunday night. Eight workers injured in the explosion. So far, four have been released from the hospital. Nearby corn processing plant also damaged, but ADM officials said they could have that plant up running this week. Aurora police investigating bomb threats made against several local libraries. Police say a threat was received through an online source and an evacuation was ordered at all three branches Tuesday as a precautionary measure while officers investigated. Each building searched and no devices were found. This year's Illinois State Fair making history. The governor announcing this year's State Fair attendance total setting records. The more than 700,000 attendees over the 11-day event made this year's fair the most highly attended fair since industry standards were enacted. And a lot of officials saying because after the pandemic, more folks getting out. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. 806 in Champaign-Urbana. I'm going to call our friend Tim Onstoff for the smoke show.
Okay, sounds good.
He's got stuff that'll make me have better meat, like, boom, right away.
Like the spices, the
flavors.
Well,
yeah. Well, how do I jazz it up and I'm just an average dude?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's like one of the best smoke grill guys in the world.
Right.
So,
well, Champaign County Bike Month is happening in September, and it's Bike to Work Day today. A great day for that. And there's 16 different locations throughout Champaign County where people can stop and have a welcome station, get some snacks, and T-shirts, and things being handed out. Pretty nice day.
Yeah.
Greg Soye.
Yeah, he rode his bike to work today.
Okay.
Right to his office, right over there. There.
I ride, well, I'm, you know, weather and, you know, schedule and work permitting, you know, work kind of gets in the way.
No!
It happened again.
Happened yesterday.
Dang it.
Well, darn.
Great way to work out.
You're breaking up just a smidge. Put that aluminum foil on your ear so we can get that.
There, now hold my right arm up. How's that?
It.
Is that
perfect.
Better for you?
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. All right. So
get it going.
As I was saying, I put 55 to 60 miles a week on the bike, but you know, work gets on the way once in a while. So.
I thought you looked a little skinny at the tailgate the other day. So,
yeah, well, that, I'm probably down 35, 40 pounds from maybe 3 years ago. So, bicycling, let me tell you, if I were closer to, you know, Radio Central down there, I would join in some of those bike going activities.
Yeah, you would.
No problem.
Yeah, he'd have the spandex and the helmet and the sunglasses.
The helmet, yes. The spandex, no.
Okay.
All right. So what you got? I think it's looking great toward the weekend as well, huh?
Yeah, you know, there's some conflicting data out there. We've got a kind of an upper weather system, somewhat moisture starved. We've seen enough of these that sometimes they do generate a couple of sprinkles of rain, nothing more for the weekend. And I think that'll even be apart from and away from any ball game activity. About 68, 69 at kickoff time. Light wind, kind of a blend of sunshine and high mid-level clouds across the area. And again, that sprinkle chance kind of continues into Sunday. Apart from that, it is a nice pattern shift here to warmer and drier. A late summer-like and acceptably, at least I should say, showery across the area, but that's not really due in here till late next week, so it's a little bit of everything for everyone. Harvest, yeah, okay. Maturity out there, yeah, okay. We need more moisture, yeah, that's going to play out too here before the month is done. 56 now at Willard and Savoy. Forecast high 74 with sunshine. Clear tonight, 48, 77 tomorrow. We'll be around that range for the weekend. Could be a sprinkle at some point here Saturday and Sunday. Later in the ballgame, high temperature up near 78. Into next week, up near 80 Monday and Tuesday, lower 80s next Wednesday, Thursday, and maybe a couple of showers as well next Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soye.
All right, so the UAW big union, was it 55,000 members?
Yeah, United Auto Workers.
United Auto Workers might strike at midnight tonight. What does it mean to you? Well, I mean, if you drive GM cars, you're going to pay more, right? Mm-hmm. If they're going to stop production. They had a 40-day strike in 2019. That costs, you know, GM $4 billion or something. So they're thinking a 10-day strike could cost $5
billion. Right.
Well, maybe inflation and stuff. Mm-hmm. The average UAW union worker makes $65,000 a year, not counting all the benefits. So it's a solid job. They're looking up at the CEO who makes, I don't know, a whole bunch. Find out what CEO of GM makes. I think it's $100 million. It's a lot. And I never quite understood, I guess if that's the going rate for the leader you're looking for, they'll go to wherever who's going to pay him more. if you think that, you know, that CEO is that critical, you want to get a great leader.
$29 million in 2022.
Okay, $29 million. They're looking up saying, you know, we want 10% a year. If you're looking at inflation, it's really only like 4% raise.
Okay.
Because inflation's, they're not keeping up with inflation on our raises. So they say if they don't get 40% over 4 years, they're striking at midnight tonight. And how it affects you is if you drive a GM car, they're stopping production. They're going to, obviously, the workers, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people that are, they have a fund for that in the unions. I don't know. You can't sustain that. You can't pay people if they're not working. So there's that. What it does to the company isn't good. What it does to the stock, I mean, you're going to have people that have it in their investment portfolios and all that stuff. That's mm-hmm. minimal compared to what it'll do to the worker and the company. So, I mean, again, it's you should, because that's happening. Well, no, that's too much. You're asking for too much. But inflation's gone through the roof. We've all felt that. And it's, you know, Jimmy Carter-like, I think, in the times we're talking about. You know, you can play with numbers. You can take this number and extract that number and make the number look better. And the average Joe isn't going to know the difference. You're just going to hear it. So the White House is going to spin it a little bit, take gas and food out of the which is what we're feeling. The stuff we're just buying every day because of necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Got to buy gas, got to buy food. Well, they want to make it hard to buy gas because they don't want you to drive a gas car. And it's like, okay, well, I'm all for cleaner. Let's just evolve to it.
Right.
They want it to happen now. And so it putting the pain on you makes you go, I hate driving a gas car because it's $5 a gallon. You know, whatever it is, in the big cities, it is $5 and $6 a gallon. Around here, you're still hanging in the high threes, and I think it's going up. So anyway, that's a UAW thing. It's tonight, midnight. If they strike, you'll hear all about it. It's not good politically for President Biden. He's supposed to be a union president. Well, then figure it out. So we'll see. Apparently, the unions are not happy with this administration, feel like they've been disappointed time and time again.
So evidently, they're looking for a big, you know, 40% raise and then a 32-hour work week.
Yeah, I didn't mention that. That's France, man.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want a four-day week, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Can you get all your work done in 32 hours? I don't know. I know everybody would want that. Certainly, COVID changed the whole... COVID has changed so much when it comes to work, because now I think, and this is, we're feeling it. I know in Chicago, there was a $100 million office building that is selling today for $50 million. Somebody took a bath because I'm working at home. I don't need all that office.
Right.
We're meeting once a week at Panera, you know? So it's a huge thing.
Well, and how much is going to robotics on the
Well, we're doing AI
building
and
cars.
Transitioning out of some things mm-hmm. for sure. But as far as the 32-hour work week, I don't care. Whatever they want to do, but I don't know if I can't get my work done in 32 hours. But I'm not building cars, so. Here we go. Sports headlines, 813-217-359-2255. Tappan's Towing phone line. You want to text in, you're welcome.
You know, I was with some Cardinal fans yesterday, and they were talking about Adam Wainwright, and you thought next up would be Monday against Milwaukee?
It's 5 days from when he pitched, so he pitched two nights ago. That'd be Tuesday. Yeah, it sounds like about right.
Okay.
He's got three starts left.
Right.
The last weekend of the series season's in St. Louis. They got fireworks, Adam Wainwright stuff. It's a big celebration
right.
for the farewell of
if
Adam Wainwright.
If he hits that 200.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have him get it. Might not, but it'd be great if I think the players are going to really do their best to step up and figure it out, because they got to score runs for him. He's going to give up some runs. He's been pitching better as of late. His win against Baltimore, best team in the American League, pretty impressive.
Right.
Needs one more.
And St. Louis won yesterday, 1-0. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Only one runner reached third base the entire game for the Baltimore Orioles, and that was on a two-out triple by Gunnar Henderson off Ryan Helsley. But the next batter, Hicks, popped out to the shortstop, Mason Winn, and the Cardinals won 1-0 on a Richie Palacios home run, giving Drew Rahm his first major league victory.
Only seven hits in the game. Drew Rahm was terrific. Clearly his best start as a big leaguer. He had seven punchouts in the game, had a lot of life on his fastball, looked really strong, and attacked his former team. He was an Oriole, came over in the trade for Jack Flaherty, and he really pitched very well against his old team, and very excited for Drew and excited to have Ryan Helsley close out a game and pitch in back-to-back days again. He was good in the ninth.
He picked up his 10th save. And Richie Palacios hit his third home run in the last two games. It stood up 1-0. And the Cardinals turned 7 double plays in the series. Cardinals against the Phillies tomorrow night.
Yeah, they've been playing better. I mean, the big focus now is get Adam Wainwright his 200th and then see what young guys are going to stick. It's still going to come down to pitching. Cardinals got to figure out some frontline starters that they can count on. And I don't think they have very many of those. So
the Cardinals are off today. So are the Cubs. They're gearing up for a series against Arizona. And Colorado came out on top 7-3 yesterday.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Arizona at Arizona now. Arizona's tied with the Cubs for wild card. I'm sorry, two games behind the Cubs in a wild card spot. Just, it's so close. This thing could flip in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to... Cubs just got to go win. That's what you, it's easier said than done, but
that's
go win.
Right.
Go win.
And then it looks like they're going to be facing the Pirates. Series coming up next week for that.
That should be okay.
And then back to the Rockies, it looks
that, oh
like.
Oh, my gosh. You got to beat the Rockies.
And that'll Atlanta Braves. Oh, jeez.
Well, Atlanta will be. They're
and then Milwaukee Brewers coming into October.
I think the Braves will be resting. The Braves will be kind of shelving most
since they're already in.
Yeah, they're in, and that's probably not a bad time to catch them.
Okay.
Because why do they care?
Okay.
They've got to care because it's important to play all the teams. So, I mean, it's a probably good time to catch a team after they clinch. And Milwaukee may clinch by the time they play the Cubs again. They might be the same kind of thing. So,
wow.
Milwaukee just has so much better pitching than anybody in that whole Central Division. So that's why they're on top.
So we have NFL action tonight. Minnesota Vikings, Philadelphia Eagles. When it comes to Sunday's game, Colts and Texans, Bears and Buccaneers, your Monday night football game will spotlight the Saints and Panthers.
Yeah,
Stevie.
So we got that. But Kirk Cousins was one of the featured guys on the Netflix on quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes, Mariotti, the quarterback from Oregon, and Kurt Cousins. And it's just, Kurt Cousins is probably ending the end kind of toward the, he's a Michigan State quarterback, and he kind of bounced around the NFL with Washington, done pretty well. They made the playoffs with Minnesota, but he's such a nice man. And so you're rooting for him, but you're saying Minnesota's got some pretty good tools and pretty good, you know, guys that can play that quarterback position. You know, I don't know. I'm rooting for him, but at Philadelphia is going to be really hard.
Right. Of course, we have our Illini against Penn State, and that's a hail to the orange out. If you get there a little early, you can get hot dogs and drinks for essentially $3. If you go in right when the gates open, which is, I think, 9:30. And then we've got an 11 o'clock kickoff and all the tailgating happening. They have the first 10,000 people getting the rally towels.
So just 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
You might not get one of those because it's going to be 40,000
right.
plus.
I agree.
So 10,000 of them will be out, so maybe we won't get one. We just want to be able to wave it.
That's right.
And Penn State's coming in, man. I mean, you don't think there have been some adjustments this week? You bet there have been. So I think we'll look better. I know Penn State is a lot better than Kansas. So, I don't know. I'm nervous. I get nervous.
Tomorrow night, there's an induction in for the Hall of Fame, and the 2023 Illinois Athletics Hall of Fame will be honored this weekend, and admission is free for that Friday night after 7, and then you'll see him at halftime, and then, of course, you got the freaky fast 77-yard dash presented by Jimmy Johns between the third and fourth quarter.
Yeah,
where
all right.
We've got the Red Grange, who's playing Red Grange, is going to be popping around the tailgate parties 3 hours before kickoff.
Our Red Grange guy is pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck, whoever.
Pretty fast.
That's right. All right, we'll be right back. Fox Business Minute. We'll see what's up with the markets here coming up in just a moment.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Flournoy, Champaign, and Van Nevis Saturday and Easy Going. Late summertime weather pattern continues on. Pattern shift ahead for next week into warmer days and perhaps some increased shower activity late next week and beyond. Apart from that, an Easy Going weather pattern, the story for the upcoming weekend, including football Saturday. Oh, there may be a sprinkle or two and nothing more. A little patchy fog around here early on this morning. Otherwise, lots of sunshine, light wind, and a high to about 74. Average high this time of the year right around 79, so we're the ballpark there. air. Clear tonight, 48. Tomorrow, sunshine, more seasonal at 77 in the afternoon. Light east to southeast wind. Clouds increase Saturday and a partly sunny Sunday. There could be a sprinkle around. Light winds. Kickoff temperature about 68 Saturday at 11 o'clock. 78 later in the ballgame. 77 the forecast high on Sunday. Here comes a warm-up next week at 78 Monday. Near 80 Tuesday. Lower 80s for Wednesday and Thursday. And Friday next week, nights down into the 55 to 60 degree range. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Inflation at the wholesale level was hotter than expected in August. The producer price index rose 0.7%, but up just 0.2%, excluding food and energy, a sign of the impact of higher energy prices. The overall PPI reading for the year ending in August rose to 1.6%, and the core number matched forecasts at 2.2%. Retail sales rose 0.6% in August. Excluding auto sales, the increase was also 0.6%. Those numbers are stronger than predicted, but likely reflect shoppers paying higher prices. And the number of new claims for unemployment benefits last week came in at 22,000, still in the range of a healthy job market. Also, the European Central Bank raised its key interest rate this morning by a quarter of a percentage point. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, everyone. It's Kennedy, and you can listen to my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It's going 5 days a week right here on the Fox News Podcast Network. We're bringing you all the fan favorites, Party Swap, Kennedy's Court, even a Kennedy Saves the World happy hour. Listen on Spotify, Apple, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download podcasts.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Capture every mood with Merle Norman's Fall Moods Color Collection. Warm and cool romance eye and cheek palettes feature four velvety eyeshadows and two blushes for creating on-trend mauve and smoky wine looks. Plus, you'll receive a free travel size mascara with your palette. Enhance lips with the new plush lip liners in Rosewood and Merlot. Both complement four plush lipstick limited editions exclusively covered in lip marks. Fall Moods Color Collection is available now while supplies last at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
Ladies and gentlemen, County Board superstar Jeff Wilson. How are you? Jeff, how are you?
Oh, you're so funny. I'm doing great, Stevie. How are you today?
Well, the only thing they'll let Jeff do is motion to adjourn. That's all he gets. That's it.
Yeah, hey, you know what? I just want to be thankful to your station and allowing us to reach out to the veterans to support this program. You know, we had that conversation, well, about a month ago, and you know what? There was a big turnaround at the county board. About a dozen or so veterans showed up at the county board on the 24th of August and just shared their stories. I mean, some of them are heart-wrenching stories, Stevie, of experience with PTSD, and you know what? It just want to make you cry to hear those stories. But you know, the bottom line is I just am also thankful that the county board was able to listen to the story of all those veterans and then go ahead and award $165,000 for the Stop the Violence program, Veterans Wellness Program, that supports both the veterans and their families that are suffering with PTSD.
I didn't think that we felt that that was going to be possible a month ago when you came in. I mean, were you that sure it would pass, and certainly unanimously?
I didn't think it was going to be possible at all. But, you know, we worked a lot with veterans in the community and different associations, even the Elks Club in Champaign here in Savoy, and got the veterans together and just helped them explain their story to the county board. And I think that means the difference. The difference between just having something written down and then having the emotional eyeball contact of people that generally have a suffer and a need that needs to be addressed.
Well, you did the work to get them there, Jeff. You told them about all this. You got the word out about it. So kudos to you. And listen, I don't say this ever. Kudos to the county board. How about that?
Yes. Yeah, right. Hey, and if I have a second, I want to just give you a contact person for the Veterans Stop the Violence program. His name is Robbie Walker, R-O-B-B-I-E, dot Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, at va.gov. And his phone number is 217-215-6242. He's the leader of this program.
Okay, so people that want to reach out want to get hold of Robbie.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
So let's talk about that just a second, because there are great things happening in our community and resources available, but it's taking the step to go through the red tape and actually get this assistance now. So your first chat would be Robbie Walker and va.gov and 217-216-6242.
Correct. 217-215-6242.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, so there's a lot of programs. And I'll just real quickly, the county board also funded what is called a stand down for the veterans. And so last Saturday, there was a stand down, which what that means is provisions are made to veterans, homeless veterans in the community. And I was there, and I was just happy to be there. And let me tell you, Stevie, it's just emotional, and it's just also encouraging to know that part of the community is reaching out to support veterans that are homeless and in desperate need of items and materials, blankets, hats, socks, shoes, all those kind of things. And so Robbie Walker and his wife, Cheryl Walker, ran that program last Saturday, and it was a wonderful program.
Okay. Nice. And again, I'm not going to give a mouse a cookie who wants a glass of milk. It's not a ton of money, but it's a start.
Right.
It's a good start.
It's a start.
Yep. And it's awesome. You got it done. $165,000. Again, 217-215-6242. Robbie Walker.
Robbie Walker.
You start there, and you go through the process. And maybe get a little money to help.
Well, and you're a Navy veteran yourself, and your son, Philip, didn't he recently graduate with high honors?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, he got high honors in his class. It was a 48-week special training. He got top honors for his class. He's a sergeant in the Army, and in another month or so, he'd be heading to Schofield Barracks in Hawaii, which it can't be too bad a deal, right?
Wow. I didn't know they had a barracks in Hawaii. Is that on the – what island is that?
It's on Oahu.
Okay. So it'd be in Honolulu, outside Honolulu there.
Yeah, Honolulu, not too far from Pearl Harbor.
Tell him to make sure he gets over to Sea Life Park, because tell him you'll treat him – that'd be kind of expensive. Yeah. You'll treat him to where you're laying in the pool and two bottlenose dolphins come up and take a foot each and push them out of the water. It's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right. I'll tell them. I'm actually seeing them this weekend, so I'll tell them.
You might want to do a bake sale to pay for it, but you got to let them do that, man. It's unbelievable. Jeff Willis.
Well, I just want to say thank you to you, your station, the veterans, and also kudos to the county board for doing this.
Listen, it's kudos to you. I mean, we're just a conduit.
Thanks for drawing to our attention, Jeff.
We are also hypersensitive to actually fulfilling the license of the FCC and helping local and helping good people in your local town. That's what we really like to do.
Serving the public's interest, convenience, and necessity.
That's what we're supposed to be doing, Jeff, and we're trying.
You're doing good.
We appreciate you, bud. Thanks for all your work.
All right.
And congratulations to your son. Man, that's awesome.
Way to go, Philip.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks so much. Jeff Wilson on the board, county board, and good news.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I rarely say good news from the Champaign County Board.
That's right.
But that's good news.
And if you ever want to rehear the segment, it's stevejay.com for the podcast.
All right. We're going to get some tips on grilling out. just in time for the tailgate on Saturday.
A little bit of a smoke show from Tim Onstad.
Yeah, he's a world-renowned grill smoke guy. That's next.
If you want a hand-cut, perfectly cooked filet, there's only one place to get it. The Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Customers rave about Donnie's filets. So tender that you can cut it with your fork. Don't go to an ordinary steakhouse. Choose Long Branch and have it your way. Join the many people who know that it's worth the trip. The Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. And remember, there's always room for Long Branch.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. The Brian Hansen State Farm Agency will make it easy and affordable to help protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call me, State Farm Agent Brian Hansen in Champaign-Urbana today. For details, visit brianismyguy.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The United Auto Workers contract with the big three automakers runs out tonight. If there's no deal, the plan is to strike at some plants at first and then more and more if talks drag on.
UAW workers are threatening to walk the picket lines if the UAW's demands aren't met by midnight. UAW President Sean Fain has called previous offers from Ford, GM, and Stellantis insufficient.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, Ford CEO, says the unions presented no genuine counteroffer. President Biden at a fundraiser in Virginia says he's not focused on House Republicans' impeachment inquiry into his family finances, endorsed by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Florida House Republican Aaron Bean on Fox.
This is a great step by Kevin McCarthy to say, let's go and see where this evidence leads, and that's what we're going to do.
He says the committee chairs in charge of the inquiry are holding a closed-door meeting today. On Wall Street, stocks start the day higher. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. More than 100 state employees in Illinois accused of PPP loan fraud. The state's Office of Executive Inspector General found at least 177 state employees suspected of defrauding the Federal Paycheck Protection Program. Workers have been referred to the Illinois Attorney General's office for possible prosecution. And Illinois Appeals Court hearing arguments by attorneys for Jesse Smollett, lawyers for the actor requesting his conviction of lying to police about being the victim of a 2019 phony racist and homophobic attack in Chicago be dismissed. He argued that he already had to deal with Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox, who dropped the original charges. This year's Illinois State Fair making some history. The governor announcing this year's State Fair attendance total setting records. The more than 700,000 attendees over the 11-day event made this year's fair the most highly attended fair since industry standards were enacted. Here up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana and vicinity had a pretty quiet, easy going late summertime weather pattern on the maps and charts. Weekend weather system may generate a couple of sprinkles of rain, and that's it. Otherwise, very pleasant over in Memorial Stadium for football Saturday. Big warm-up slated around here over the middle and late portions of next week. Still a fair amount of summertime to go, and there may be a trend towards wetter weather patterns as well as we wind on through the remainder of the second half of the month of September. A little patchy fog around early on this morning, otherwise mostly sunny, light wind in 74, clear tonight in 48, sunshine tomorrow in 77, weekend forecast, some increasing cloudiness, maybe a couple of sprinkles around. Kickoff temperature about 68 Saturday, up to 78 later in the day. A Sunday high of 77, we'll get close to 80 Monday and Tuesday, into the lower 80s. We climb next Wednesday and Thursday. Wetter weather ahead for late next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champaign, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. Your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Tappan's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And now through December, when you purchase a garage, you can enter to win 5% off. Just visit coachhousegarages.com. That's coachhousegarages.com or call Chuck Ruth. And now, a brand new show called Smoke, where we help you with your grill and making the best meat ever. With award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. Smoke in Tim's grill. He's the best brisket maker ever. Smoke in Tim's grill. And now award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. Gail Ferrix Trucking, Dixie Chopper. It is Driver Appreciation Week. Is that what I'm understanding, Tim Onstott?
Yes, sir, and we want to thank all of our wonderful drivers that we have. We're blessed to have them. They're out there doing their job while we get to sit in here in the office and work hard for them.
Well, I talked to a guy, and he said, I have my CDL, and of course I dropped your name. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, I got a guy.
Right.
And he, you know, I said, you guys, you know, so sensitive to nights and weekends and family time and stuff. He said, boy, that's great. You know, so I'm trying. I'm working it, Bubba. I'm working it now.
Well, we appreciate it, and we appreciate all the guys that we do have, and yep, more to come.
Okay, good. Okay, so I'm thinking the tailgate on Saturday, it's kind of an early start. I like the later kickoffs because you have a little more time to do the work on the grill. By the way, again, Tim served us food week one.
Delicious.
Oh, my gosh. And you were in competition in Indiana. A seventh place in your brisket. It's so subjective.
Nice.
I mean, it's really hard. You are always up there in brisket, Bob. You just, that's really hard to do.
We're still licking our wounds. We cooked about like Illinois played defense last weekend. It was a rough crowd.
Ouch. Okay. So if I'm an average dude, right? I just want to grill and I don't spend the time that I should and all these things. I'm popping some meat on. You had given me the name of a spice at all the grocery stores that I thought made huge impact and actually was good on my rice. What are some things like that that can help me elevate to maybe make it, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but Tim on
tastes
the stock
great.
Makes it a little better.
Well, the first thing you got to start with is the reason you're grilling or cooking on a smoker is to get that wood flavor, to get the flavor. So you have to consider your wood and your charcoal as part of your ingredients. A good lump charcoal, we use B&B. I think in the Champaign area, it's available at Farm and Fleet. That's a great start.
Mm-hmm.
If you're cooking brisket, which you're going to be cooking slow and off the heat on a grill or in a smoker, your basic ingredients are just salt, pepper, and garlic.
Wow.
Aaron Franklin down in Austin, Texas, cooks 200 of them a day. That's his ingredients. He sells all of them every day by 2 or 3 o'clock at $34 a pound.
Come on, man.
All he has on it is salt, pepper, and garlic.
Mm. Nuts. Like a real garlic or sprinkle garlic? I mean, what is it?
It's a granulated garlic.
Okay.
Available at any grocery store.
So guys like me, guys like me that are, let's get it done. I'm using gas. Is that like sacrilegious to even say gas grill when you're talking about a pro like you?
Well, we don't use it because we're not allowed to. That's not a heat source that's allowed by the KCBS. So we're cooking on wood or charcoal only.
Well, Christian has the green egg, and when he prepares something, it's stupid good. I mean, it's so good. It's a big difference. There's no doubt.
Yep. The main thing is do not use any lighter fluid, any type of lighter fluid with a green egg.
Right.
That ceramic will soak up that flavor and you'll have it forever.
Oh, my gosh. What a good tip that is. So you get the green egg, you better be a little more sophisticated than the Girl Scout water. Is that what they call it? Yeah, Girl Scout.
Yep. Yeah, just get you a chimney and light some charcoal in the chimney and dump it in there. That's easy. Then, rather than the grocery store, a great place to get your basic rubs and sauces and seasonings is a farm and home store like Rural King carries a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Yeah. Awesome. What
Keith
was
Riles products.
What was the thing you told me to get, though? It was real basic. It was a Hispanic.
Tony Chesheries. He has both a Cajun and a Creole seasoning. We've used that on ribs before. It's good on a lot of stuff.
What was the name of it again? It's called what now?
Tony Chesheries.
I was putting that down. I was putting that on my white rice. It was delicious. Yeah. I mean, that thing just made it better.
I'm familiar because I spent most of the 90s down in Louisiana.
Ah,
so
okay.
They right. do the Tony Chesheries for sure.
I don't know how to spell Sashery.
I can
put it's like a C
I think
or
it's
something.
A CH,
yeah. Tim.
But no matter what you use, make sure it's fresh. Don't open a can this year and then expect to come back and have it taste the same next year for the tailgate. It does get bad. Air is bad for it.
If you
C-H-A-C-H-E-R-E, apostrophe
okay,
S.
There you go.
Creole seasoning.
If you ever have a question for Tim, you can always send it to us. We'll hold it for the next Thursday, 217-359-2255. How to be better outside in the grill. Are you working this weekend? You're not going to grill anything, right? You don't do that.
We're prepping for a wedding next weekend, so we've got to trim up about 8 briskets and 4 pork butts for a good size wedding.
Now that you said that, people are saying, do they do weddings?
We do one a year, and we're booked for the next couple of years.
I was going to say, yeah, talk about sweaty work, man. It's hard. That's tough. Listen, you're the best. We appreciate you, Tim. Well done, and love hearing some tips, and I'm going to try some of this that you told us, so I can't wait.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Talk to you. That's Tim Onstott, and he's with Gale Ferex Trucking and Dixie Chopper Smoke.
And a lot of people like getting the deals on the mowers this time of year, too.
Well, I should have asked him, Dixie Chopper is the fastest mower. It's at dedicated diesel.
That's right.
You're driving north on 45 past Farm and Fleet, and mm-hmm. you'll get on Triumph mm-hmm. Drive. There's no reasonable offers being declined.
Right.
And if you are into the lawn mowing business, want to get into that, you might look at the price of what you'll get here.
Right.
I don't think you're ever going to beat this. So that's the Dixie Chopper. And then Gale Ferex Trucking, you want to work for a family that really is sensitive to nights, weekends, holidays?
Yeah.
They do that. And they pay very well. So if you do have a CDL, you might want to apply or something.
Mm-hmm.
8:43 sports headlines coming up. By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And now through December, when you purchase a garage, you can enter to win 5% off. Just visit CoachHouseGarages.com. That's CoachHouseGarages.com, or call Chuck Ruth. Sports headline action.
Well, the St. Louis Cardinals are gearing up for a series starting tomorrow against the Philadelphia Phillies. Last night, winners 1-0 over Baltimore. Do we want to do the Redbird recap?
Sure.
Okay.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Only one runner reached third base the entire game for the Baltimore Orioles, and that was on a two-out triple by Gunnar Henderson off Ryan Helsley. But the next batter, Hicks, popped out to the shortstop, Mason Wynn, and the Cardinals won 1-0 on a Richie Palacios home run, giving Drew Rahm his first Major League victory.
Only 7 hits in the game. Drew Rahm was terrific. Clearly his best start as a big leaguer. He had 7 punchouts in the game, had a lot of life on his fastball, looked really strong, and attacked his former team. He was an Oriole, came over in the trade for Jack Flaherty, and he really pitched very well against his old team, and very excited for Drew and excited to have Ryan Helsley close out a game and pitch in back-to-back days again. He was good in the 9th.
He picked up his 10th save, and Richie Palacios hit his 3rd home run in the last 2 games. It stood up 1-0, and the Cardinals turned 7 double plays in the series. Cardinals against the Phillies tomorrow night.
Who's Richie Palacio?
I was just going to say, I think these are some names that have bumped up.
Yeah, he came up from AAA, I guess. He's hit 3 home runs. He helped Waino win his 199th with 2 home runs, and he didn't even start. He came in. So, I mean, leave him in.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Colorado over the Cubs 7-3 to prevent a sweep, wasn't it? I feel like.
Colorado got 2 out of 3, Cubs get them back in Wrigley here in a week. They've just got to keep winning. It's so tight in that wild card race.
Yeah, Arizona's next. So
at Arizona, and Arizona handled the Cubs 3 out of 4 in Wrigley. Mm. So, and Arizona is tied with Cincinnati this morning for the 3rd wild card spot. If Arizona sweeps the Cubs are out. That's how fast it'll go.
I see.
The Cubs got to win.
Cubs are 78-69 right now.
Got to win. Guess it won out there, and you'll probably still be in the wild card. But it's just going to come down to the last day, folks.
Sure.
It's going to come down to the last day.
Kansas City over the Chicago White Sox. They're starting up a series 6:40 tonight against the Minnesota Twins. Our Illinois volleyball team in action. At West Lafayette, the Purdue Boilermaker Challenge is going on, and USC is who they'll face at 4:30 Central Time. We have NFL action with the Minnesota Vikings and Philadelphia Eagles, Colts and Texans, Bears and Buccaneers all Sunday at noon, Saints and Panthers on Monday night. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Allow us to offer you a welcoming invitation to our MCC family get-together on Sunday, September 24th. Come and join our Muhammad Christian Church as we will celebrate our weekly worship service outside at 10 a.m. A tent canopy to protect from the weather will be in place, and a welcoming team will greet you and your family and assist your every need. Bottled water, smiles, and a chorus of glad to see you will be provided. And oh, please stop by our children's ministry table and hear of the creative, exciting, and fun walks with Jesus. Join us as we share communion and the feeling of our Lord smiling with his blessings. That's Muhammad Christian Church, 908 North Lake of the Woods Road, Sunday, September 24th, for outside service at 10 a.m. And stay for our MCC family get-together picnic, absolutely free following service. We are Muhammad Christian Church, 908 North Lake of the Woods Road. Please visit MuhammadChristian.org.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
Diane Ducey here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, it's always a good time to sell your home.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to thenateevansgroup.com.
When you've got an emergency, call Dogtown Heating and Air. Whether it's HVAC repair, plumbing repair, or choosing a new system for your home, Dogtown is here for you. They're an independently owned Lennox dealer, and they offer financing and repair for all makes and models. They also offer a maintenance program to protect and prolong the life of your equipment. Open 24/7 for your needs. Call Dogtown Heating and Air at 217-841-4728. That's 841-4728. Online at dogtownheatingandair.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Panhandle, Saturday and easy going. Late summertime weather pattern continues on. Pattern shift ahead for next week into warmer days and perhaps some increased shower activity late next week and beyond. Apart from that, an easy going weather pattern, the story for the upcoming weekend, including football Saturday. Oh, there may be a sprinkle or two and nothing more. A little patchy fog around here early on this morning. Otherwise, lots of sunshine, light wind, and high to about 74. Average high this time of the year right around 79, so with a ballpark there. Clear tonight, 48. Tomorrow, sunshine or seasonal at 77 in the afternoon. Light east to southeast wind. Clouds increase Saturday and a partly sunny Sunday. There could be a sprinkle around. Light winds. Kickoff temperature about 68 Saturday at 11 o'clock. 78 later in the ballgame. 77 the forecast high on Sunday. Here comes a warm-up next week at 78 Monday. Near 80 Tuesday. Lower 80s for Wednesday and Thursday. And Friday next week, nights down into the 55 to 60 degree range. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now's the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Football fans, plan to party at Pia's before, after, and during games as you get on the watch parties with great prizes and giveaways during the fourth quarter on special game days. Get five bottles in the Coors Light bucket for $16.75 or enjoy the $8.95 pitcher special on Illini game days. It's $5 for Blue Moon Drafts and Jack Daniels drinks. Murder your thirst with Liquid Death Water and CBD products. Pia's is the place to party, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. Welcome to Sarah Champaign, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwa or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Sarah Champaign, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's sarahchampaign.com. Yeah, I don't know if time flies as fast for you as it does for me, but boy, I look around, I'm going, man, halfway through September.
I know.
And we
last
got stuff.
Quarter coming up.
Fourth quarter.
Right.
16 days away.
Tonight, United Way has their pillar leadership celebration happening at Carmen's, and the ties and tennies means I'll be getting fancy with comfortable shoes.
Why don't we all wear tennies to... Why don't we all go to Body and Soul and get tennis shoes?
Why not?
I mean, that's so much more comfortable.
I agree. iHotel and Conference Center for that. And lots of experiences and trips being given away. If you want more details on how to support the Youth Scholarship Fund, champagneparks.com.
I think you can do the whole online thing, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, bid online.
And, of course, we were talking yesterday with Gabe Lewis with the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission about Bike Month here in September. And today was Bike to Work Day and until 10 o'clock. There's 16 different stations around the area where you can pop in for some snacks and some free stuff. They've got a Light the Night giveaway coming up. And they'll be doing at the full moon, a bike ride to Sydney Dairy Barn from Meadowbrook. Meadowbrook has their party tomorrow with the Urbana Park District. The Jazz Walk has 11 different combos that are going to be performing. That's 5 to 7 tomorrow. And the statements about the Wandale Sculpture Garden's 25th anniversary at 4:15.
All right, so we got Illinois football, and here's what the crowd will be like having followed this for a minute. It'll be energy, not crazy, a little subdued, a little wait and see. If you find yourself in the third quarter looking up when we're down 17-10, they're going to hang with us. I mean, the people will be there.
Yeah.
If it's 28-7 and a half, there's going to be an exit after the chief. And
there's no chief.
What?
After the halftime show.
Oh.
You mean.
I see the chief.
And again, I do too, and okay. I do all the dances. And
all right, so after the marching Illini and their halftime program, which ultimately ends in us yelling chief.
Right.
But I'm really shooting here for competitive. And remember, we've been down and out, certainly in just the 3 years with Brett Bielema, and things tend to get better. So can we adjust? Because we have some talented kids. Matt Bailey, who's in our secondary, is back this week. That's a big one.
Okay.
But Penn State's really, really good. It'll probably be the best team we play this year. So.
Number 7 in the nation.
Yeah, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. We'll come back, do this tomorrow, get your weekend going. All the latest on the Illini kickoff at 11 on Saturday. We'll talk Illinois as well. But thank you for listening. The boys this afternoon, Lon and Derek today with Kyle after 3 right here on ESPN 93.5. Thank you for listening. Have a great Thursday.
Head to Merle Norman for your free gift with purchase. Shop now to receive a trial-sized eyeliner, makeup remover, plush lip liner, and a lip gloss. Available at Merle Norman, 706 West Marketview Drive in Champaign.
Free with the purchase of 2 or more Merle Norman cosmetics products. Cosmetic accessories not included. Offer valid while supplies last at participating Merle Norman cosmetic studios only beginning September 1st, 2023. Limit 1 per customer. We reserve the right to modify the gift if needed. Not available at MerleNorman.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find booths at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selection. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best booths in the world and shop local. Visit Pard's.com, Pard's.com.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin Douglas Mini Splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Curtis Orchard, Randy explains.
So this is the time of year that we're looking for enthusiastic, energetic employees for our family business. Our employees enjoy each other's company. They enjoy interacting with the public. So we're looking for some capable, friendly, enthusiastic young people and older people alike who want a part-time job to be employees for the season.
It means a lot to us that our customers are like family and our employees are like family. We have a lot of employees that have been with us 15 to 20 years. They come back every year, and it's because we all like working together. We all enjoy working together. And even though it gets really frantic in the fall, if you've ever been out there on a fall weekend, you know what I'm talking about. It's just wonderful to get to know your customers, your community, and be able to serve them.
So we want friendly people who have the same values that we have, you know, which is caring for people and giving them a great experience while they're out at the farm. You can visit CurtisOrchard.com and apply online today.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jet's Pizza, new popcorn chicken pizzas. Their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. It's new and a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Try any of the four for just $17.99, code BBQ. Their popcorn chicken pizzas are perfect to order while watching football with friends and family. Try their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. Just $17.99. Code BBQ. Jets, better because it has to be.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Your home for the